first weekend of August. Lots of activities going on. And one of those we're talking about this morning is the Oberlin Family Fun Fair and Classic Car Show. Janet Haar from Oberlin Business Partnership joining us this morning. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
Lots going on. This is going to be a fun weekend in Oberlin. I see lots of activities going on. But I want to clear something up first. I mentioned before to Craig that it's the Classic Car Show, Family Fun Fair and Classic Car Show. And then I noticed you also have a Demolition Derby. And I just want to make sure that... but then I realized it's a Demolition Derby game. So there's a little modification to that, right?
Absolutely, yes. A couple of years ago, we had someone coming from Michigan with a slot car track, racing track. And this year, he's bringing a Demolition Derby instead of just the regular slot car track. So that should be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun for families and kids. And before we get to a lot of the fun kid kind of stuff, there's also the merchant sales going on, right? This is a way to bring people down to Oberlin, walk along the Tappan Square street areas, and see what businesses are there.
Yes, the sidewalk sales actually start Friday. So they begin on Friday. They go all the way through Saturday.
Okay, so we're going to get a lot of activity for people to come down to Tappan Square. But this classic car show, you bring a lot of people come to this one. This is an important on their checklist of classic cars that they come to.
It absolutely is, and we usually have about 120, 130 cars. It's just so much fun to walk along the cars and see all the different varieties of cars. And we do have judging, so there are prizes, and there is a trophy, so it's a fun time.
Janet, the Family Fun Fair and Classic Car Show brings a focus on the downtown area. Tell us what's new and exciting there.
New and exciting in downtown is just that if you go to downtowns all over the country, you're going to find all different kinds of downtowns. Oberlin is special because we don't have any vacant storefronts. Our downtown is vibrant and vital, and there's always stuff going on down there. We have a variety of shopping opportunities downtown.
Again, it's the Family Fun Fair and Classic Car Show. All right, let's talk about some of the fun. What do you have planned for the kids when they come down to Oberlin this weekend?
We have 26 nonprofits that are coming down to set up tables. We don't charge them to come down. The fee is that they have to have a child-friendly game or promotion or activity. So that's 26 tables worth of child-friendly games and promotions, all kinds of things. We have Pepe the Clown. We have a magic show at 11:30, and then a traveling magician all over town. We have a balloon twister. We have laser tag and bouncy houses and bubble soccer. You name it, we have it. This year we have 6 food trucks, plus we also have some of the vendors selling food. So we have 20 different vendors coming downtown to Tappan Square this year as well.
What's happening with the dunk tank? Who's who's participating in that, I should ask, I guess.
All right. Well, David Hall, who is our superintendent of schools, and also John Monteleone, who is our assistant superintendent of schools, will be there. Kelly Singleton, who is one of our city council members, will be in there. Ralph Potts, the general manager of Oberlin Cable Co-op, will be there in his Speedo. And if you've not been there for that, you really probably just need to come to see that.
Janet, do we need to be afraid of that, or is this something that's really appealing?
I would be really afraid.
Huh, okay.
The sooner he gets dunked in the water, the better, I guess, would be the word on that particular
Yes.
Again, this is the Oberlin Family Fun Fair and Classic Car Show. It's all-day event, runs from 10 until 4 right on Tappan Square. Lots of merchants, as we mentioned, have their sidewalk sales going on Friday as well as Saturday. You mentioned about all the food trucks as well, so that brings a lot of that as well. But talk a little bit about, I guess, because of this and for the many years, you bring agencies that have represented. So this is a way for people to have fun with their kids, but maybe parents with new, younger kids getting good information of other services, I guess, offered in the community?
That's exactly the reason those 26 nonprofits come downtown. Not only do they get to interact with the children with games and promotions, but the parents get to know what what they're all about and actually learn that, oh, I didn't even know this one existed. So that's the reason they keep coming back every year.
Okay. Now, I also noticed, Craig, she's got on here a bubble soccer.
Yeah.
This is for kids, right? They get in one of these, what, giant inflatable kind of bubble outfits or something?
They do get in a giant inflated bubble, and actually it's not just for kids. They have different sizes. I don't think you'll catch me in one, but I've seen plenty of adults upside down in them. It's a lot of fun to watch. Even if you think, oh, I'm not going to do that, you need to come watch because it's hilarious.
I see that. Yes. Craig, it's open ages 10 and older.
Okay.
So, yes. So we're
it's right up your alley.
I don't know. That looks tough. I'm interested in the electric. It says ride the electricity generating bicycle.
Mm-hmm,
What are we doing on that particular thing? Are we helping out power the city or what?
We wish. Our electric company actually has a bicycle that you can ride, and it determines how much electricity you're generating when you're riding that bike. So it'll help you understand how fast you have to go to generate X amount of electricity. Okay. It's an interesting ride.
I see. You should get the kids that are using the big wheel race. So those guys have those kids 3 to 8 have a lot of energy. They could ride that all day for the most part.
Oh my goodness, that is such fun to watch. One of the interesting things is if you know those little big wheels have plastic wheels,
right?
And sometimes the plastic doesn't really grab a hold of the pavement. So they have to have a little push, and they really don't understand what a lane is, but it's hilarious.
They just want to get there as fast as they can. And who gets to participate on the fava lawn in the hula hoop contest? It sounds like a lot.
We have people of all ages. We have the really good weighted hula hoops, and what we didn't realize, the first year we said, oh, okay, then we'll just let them hula hoop until somebody, one person is left. Well, we would probably still be there. So we had to put a time limit on it because these kids can hula hoop.
Wow. Yeah, if it's an endurance, they'd be there doing a lot of that. So there's a lot of fun, a lot of activities going on throughout the day. People want to find out more details about some of your events. Where can they get some good scheduling for that?
They can go on to oberlin.org, which is our website page, on our events calendar, or they can click on the Facebook logo there and go right to our Facebook page, and it tells you pretty much everything you need to know.
I see that as well. I also noticed by going to your page as well that the Emily Keener concert got rescheduled, and that's going to be on Friday. She's coming to perform on Tampa
yes.
Square.
If we can keep the rain away again.
Okay, well, we'll do our best.
Thank you.
As we can. And so there's always something happening in Oberlin. And this first weekend, of course, it's the biggest event, the Family Fun Fair and Classic Car Show. Are there still chalk marks on the sidewalks from that chalk walk, or did the rain take care of any of this? Is there any remnants of that left out there?
There are a few. What we have noticed in the last several years is that the black chalk just doesn't go away. So there's still some black there. But other than that, it's mostly gone.
Wow. It's always something exciting happening in Oberlin. And again, the Oberlin Family Fun Fair and Classic Car Show. So this weekend, if you see a lot of those odd-looking or shiny vehicles traveling down 58, Route 58, you'll know they're heading to Oberlin to take part in the Classic Car Show. Again, our guest this morning, Janet Haar from Oberlin Business Partnership. Thanks for your time this morning, Janet. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It is 8:23 at AM 930 WEOL. Craig, that's always interesting to see on the weekends when you get these. I don't know if you've ever been on you're just traveling to the grocery store or something, and all of a sudden some odd car, you get a Model T coming towards you. It's a strange silhouette to see come through, in the distance, and you're thinking, am I really seeing that? And then the next thing you know, there's some kind of, car with fins and they're either heading out to the car show or they're just showing off.
I'm never quite always sure. Look forward to that. And I'm looking forward to bubble soccer. This is crazy.
Get up there, Rod.
So I'm watching this bubble soccer YouTube video.
Oh, are they kicking a ball? Or
yes.
Imagine a
normal soccer contest.
Right.
But participants are enclosed pretty much from their knees up, maybe hips up, in a giant bubble. And so you kick the ball, but you also run into other contestants and knock each other around. And then if you're down, it's not real easy to get up.
You're like a turtle, apparently, yeah. Or you need some help from
bubble
somebody.
Bubble soccer.
Yeah,
wow.
That'll be fun. So there's a lot of fun activities.
And I just saw one take a tumble. I wondered if he actually did a somersault on purpose just to bounce. Because you bounce.
Well,
when you get knocked down, when you get knocked into, you bounce.
I mean, the loneliest thing would be, you know, if no one bumped into you and you didn't, nothing happened to you.
Right.
You were just encased in
plastic. You want to bump into somebody.
Yeah. Exactly. You need that.